Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Archived here on the Brad Gilmore Show Network. Today's show is going to be awesome. That's right, I said awesome. It dates back all the way to March 28th, 2011, when 2011, my band sat down on local live airwaves for the first time to talk to Gunter the Bandhunter on her show with Kyle Hubbard there. Kyle Hubbard's been a staple on the Brad Gilmore Show Network as of late, but with Kyle Hubbard there to co-host with her, this is back when we were part of a record label named Space City Records, and we just signed and we just started doing some interviews and getting our name out there more, and this was our first one where we got to sit down and really showcase our personality and our individuality as a band. So, without further ado, actually before that, make sure you follow me on Instagram, Twitter, at Brad Gilmore. And now, without further ado, here it is, our interview with Gunter the Bandhunter on March the 28th, 2011.
I'm about to start talking about that.
All right.
Also, I have to mention that Kyle Hubbard is here with me, and I'll give him the mic here in a few minutes. I hog the mic because I'm not used to having a guest co-host, but I'll let Kyle talk here in a few minutes because I love him. But y'all recently just did Speak 4.
Yep.
And I have to tell the listeners, I went to go see you guys, and y'all have to be in the top two of the best performance, because I go and watch guys all around Houston.
Hey.
See, I'm nice. I can be
nice. You are nice. You're nice.
I like you more.
But y'all have to be in the top two best performances that I've seen here in Houston. And I remember I was with my friend Kelly watching you guys perform, and of course y'all are playing and they all clap. And you grab everybody on stage.
Yes.
And here comes Brad. And I'm just standing there like, oh, hell no, I'm not going on stage. And then Brad grabs my hand. I'm like, oh, God. And so I'm on stage. First of all, I'm too old for that.
No.
You were in high school.
We thought you were in high school.
We're never too old for a 2011 show.
Which is why I still get carded for cigarettes. Oh, my God.
That's a good thing.
That just means you don't look very young.
Yeah. First of all, please don't do that again. I'm too old, and I don't know. I can't move it like I used to. Okay, so anyways, how did you guys get involved with Speak?
I guess I'll take this one. Speak is actually my event that I created, and I guess selfishly book my own band every time that we play. And but I have to say,
not
though,
selfish at all.
Every time that we do a Speak, I mean, with the exception of Speak 1, we bring down the house. Because I got to give Kyle Hubbard, you know, Speak 1, you kind of brought it down. You're the only one. That's the only time I'm ever going to, you know, put you up against us. But you tear down the house. But every other time, yeah, I mean, we pretty much kill it. And, I mean, it's fun to do. We always have fun at the Speaks. We always bring out a good crowd.
Just in case we don't get booked for a month, we want to make sure we get booked.
Well, you do your own thing, then.
And that's Speak.
Oh, God. So, do you guys, for people that want to see you live, which I recommend, because, like, having the CD of you guys and seeing you live is completely two different things. I would, like, this sounds horrible, but I have your CD, and of course, I love it, and I'll listen to it, but seeing you guys live is, like, on a different level. So, for the people that need to see you, which they do, and want to see you, do you have any upcoming shows that you want to tell anybody about?
As of right now, I actually don't think we have anything just set in stone. I mean, we have a few show offers that we're kind of sifting through, I guess. But
we just finished up like doing like a lineup of shows. Like we did one in Austin, and we did one at Speak, and we had a
private party.
We performed at a private party too. So
I mean, but if you're listening and you want us to come play at your show,
oh, just
or at a party,
Facebook, I mean,
events,
Facebook.
We do everything.
2011music@gmail.com.
It's multiple ways to reach us. Just
you know, send us the date and, you know, how much you're going to pay us.
You can email Gunter and she'll email us.
Gunter knows how to get in contact.
If you want to get in touch with me, to get in touch with 2011,
she can hunt us down.
The band hunter at locallivehouston.com.
She will hunt us down and find us.
All right. Kyle. Okay. I do have a guest co-host here, which is Kyle Hubbard.
Woo! Space City!
Space City!
Safe City! Space
City Records.
Hello!
So, I'm going to let him ask a question for you guys, if you don't mind.
No problem.
Because I don't want to be a mic hog.
We want to interested.
What's up, 2011?
What's up?
How you boys doing?
What's up?
All right, so the first time I saw y'all was in July. We were booked at the same thing. One mic. Y'all remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, back in
yeah,
the day.
Of course, of course. It was a great night. And since then, you guys have really, really risen into you guys have the Speak thing. Brad's got that going on. You dropped Renewable Energy. You got signed to Space City Records.
Woo-hoo.
That's a pretty fast rise within that time frame. So I guess my question is, what do you accredit that to? How is it that y'all are able to rise so fast and become presents in the city?
I think it's like just us being a band, we feed off each other's energy. So it's like we always want to do better and better and better every song. So when people hear new songs, they're like, dang, they're getting good, they're getting better. So it's like we just feed off everyone's energy. So.
And I think we've learned to like stop caring about what other people say when we make our music. Because I think I make music to please others, and now we're making music that we know we're good at making. And I mean, when you're doing something you know you're good at, like, it becomes a lot easier. And none of us are really shy, so performing is our favorite part. Like, when we're on stage, I think we're most comfortable.
I agree.
Well, getting off stage is our comfortable part.
Well, yeah.
Like going into the crowd, if y'all.
To sort of elaborate on what Dallas said, like, when he said, like, you know, with each song we get better and better, if you, like, knew the songs in the order of which we recorded them and you listened to them, like, in that order, you can definitely see how much we've grown. Even, like, chemistry-wise, like, you know, I think definitely me and Trey battle out to see, you know, who can go the hardest on the songs. And I think it definitely brings out the best of us. And, you know, and there's Dallas, who is the next Usher and everything, and according to Chris Kronk.
And we definitely have to give credit to our man Avery right here.
And our man Tyler.
They both.
But I was saying Avery because Avery does make our instrumentals. And with every instrumental, like, I feel like everything he makes, it just gets better and better. And I
feel the same way about shows. Every show that we play, like, I think we just want to make sure that if you came out to our show before that, then we just have to, you know, blow your mind even more.
We always do something new every show.
Yeah, with
something brand new.
About what Trey was saying about the instrumentals. It's not like I try to make beats for like a rap song. It's basically like I try to just make a song for myself. And if I like it, it turns into a 2011 beat, basically.
And if we like it.
Yeah, and if they like it. But they always like
it. I mean,
it.
I don't know.
You play some stuff, and I'm just like, oh, I don't know what you're thinking.
I'm just kidding.
Overall.
He always comes through in the end.
And so is this guy over here on the turntables, if you haven't heard Tyler. Just to drop it real quick, Tyler, aren't you working on something for us right now?
I actually am.
Well, tell us what it is.
What it is? Okay. Well, it's more of a plan to make something like an old school feel with my turntables and making something from scratch.
For people that haven't listened to you, obviously they need to. What song? I wanted you guys to do live songs because, like I said before, it's so much different than hearing you guys on a CD. So, what song did you guys want to perform for us?
Renewable Energy.
Yeah, that's
the title track. And actually,
it was the last
this
song
is the last song we recorded for.
This is the last song we recorded, so.
Are you guys ready? Let me introduce y'all after intro. Okay. So, here, guys, tuning in, you're listening to Gunner the Band Hunter, and I'm here with 2011, and this is their song, Renewable Energy.
Cause it's a brand new day. It's renewed energy. Cause we make mistakes, and the clouds just go away. Cause it's a brand new day.
We were Jake.
Faded, rated, hated, made it, loud, out,
screaming, shout, cause what we about, we breaking boundaries, hot like boundaries, paper chase like Vincent with my entourage around me, best never doubt me, cause I do just what I want, be it wrong or right, this chance I'm giving, so free
living
in the studio all night, good riddance to the snitches said they couldn't spit it, black, white, and Asian, yes, it's gotta be a gimmick. What tremendous talent is what we unleash. Climbing to the top. Yes, I told you we some beasts. So he's
back.
Let me
rap.
I'ma stay doing this.
Move fast from the past. Y'all just try to diss. Get a kiss in the morning from your favorite girl. Brand new day. The sun is shining like a pearl. But y'all wishing you could do what it is you listen to. But you whack. And we are renewable.
Cause it's a brand new day. It's renewed in a day. Because you make mistakes.
Yeah.
But the clouds just go away. Cause
all
it's
right.
A brand new day.
Yeah. See? It's crazy how far we didn't made it. They wouldn't give it, so I guess we have to take it. See, I'm sicker than your average dude. Rude I might be, who cares, don't like me. I'm just trying to shake up the world like Katrina. Guess I got fed up like Tina. Now I got your mind doing turns, ballerina. Who said on the other side the grass was always greener? Cause I stayed there, and it do me well. Forget the grass, I'ma take the green from these sales. If that fails, I still got skills. Made money real young, I ain't talking J Mills, Six Fields in the game, but I am BP. I can do what others came out as well.
Join me.
Matter of fact, I'm an iPhone, hotter than the ozone. Tripping so much, think I'm going off the cell phone. Wait, look at what I had to take, staying up real late. Got school at 8, rappers at school talking about what they gonna do, but we're the ones who made you. 2011 is the crew, I'm claiming to my heart stop, for them haters there are no undoing us like dreadlock, grilling all these rappers in the game like the Hard Rock, came to almost reaching down from the Hard Knock, bees to the game, about to give the whole world a buzz, we ain't worried about tomorrow, why?
Cause it's a brand new day.
It's what?
Renewed in a day.
Because we
make mistakes, and the clouds just go away. Cause it's a brand new day. Here we are, it's a brand new day. Just close your eyes and let the drama pass away. Don't let life bring you down. Just say, I'm gonna make it.
I'm gonna make it.
Oh, oh, oh,
oh. Yeah.
Ooh,
it's renewed
in a jam. Mistakes, when the clouds just go away.
Cause it's
a brand new day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Woo!
Thank you, everybody.
Bear with me, I'm kind of sick.
Alright, and if you ever see them live, imagine that and them pulling you on stage to dance. Like, it's crazy.
Times 10, sweat.
Sweat. Oh, thank you, guys. I can't name a favorite song, like, on your CD. I'm like, oh, that's my that's my favorite song. Oh, shit. Like, I don't have
just
one
many.
Favorite song. But if anybody knows you guys, everyone knows that you're signed to Space City Records.
Space City!
Same city!
Best label in Houston.
Most deaf.
So, and we have Chris Crunk here.
I don't think he can
hear
us.
I'm not going to put him on the mic. But, do you know how he got, or how he found out about you guys?
Well, it's a funny
I'm thinking Kyle Hubbard.
I think Kyle Hubbard, like, recommended us.
Oh,
yeah,
well,
I think he recommended us.
Did you say good things, Kyle?
I
Well, I think he can.
Here, Kyle, let's give Kyle the mic for a second. So how did you first hear about these guys?
Well, I actually saw them at One Mic, like I mentioned earlier, and some of my friends saw Brad, and they came up to me, and they said, someone's coming for your spot, man. They said, there's like, the next great White Hope, and it's not you, bro. So I was like, what the fuck, dude? So I went out, and I was about ready to fight somebody, but then I went out, and I saw the shit. I was like, all right, I can't even hate. That's great music. And then from that, I seen them a few more times, and I just saw that they always wreck shit, so... You know, it just seemed like a natural marriage. So I did what I could, and then Chris, of course, pulled the trigger. All I did was introduce the two parties. And here we are.
Here we are.
That's so sweet.
We love you, Kyle.
With Gunner the Van Hunter. But had you heard about Space City Records?
Oh, yeah. I mean...
Yeah,
go ahead, someone.
Brad.
Oh, I'll go.
Brad's a mic
call.
I
actually heard of Kyle like a long, long time ago. He had this thing called the Neon Summer EP, and I've always been like a big, big fan of like local rap and stuff, and I heard of him, and I did, you know, my research via Facebook or whatever and figured out what Space City was from that. And then, you know, these guys found out, you know, a similar way, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Basically, you said
you
it
just
for
said
us.
It. Thanks.
Yeah, I always try to keep up with the Houston Press Awards and all that kind of stuff, so that's how I heard of Space City Records, and same with Kyle, the nominations, all that kind of stuff, so yeah.
To be honest, I don't keep up too much with local.
Oh, God.
Tyler's outside the loop.
At least he's honest. At least he's honest.
But I'm getting there.
And another, I would like to add, I mean, Kyle's an amazing performer also, like, I know we're talking, this is a 2011 interview, of course, but... Just want
to
say, like,
I had to bring Kyle Hubbard.
Yeah, I mean, watching him perform is like a great experience because, I mean, we've seen him the same night. He's,
yeah, like, the first time I saw him, I was like,
and it was kind of funny because, like, we were like about to leave, and my dad was at the show, and he was like, "Hey, you gotta come hear this white guy rap." And I came out and I heard you. I was like, "This dude's sick."
Next Eminem or something.
He's great, and he has like that East Coast swag. It's cool.
Not Drake, Drake. No, it's not like
that
Southern.
Old school feel.
Like, it has that Southern feel to it, but it's not like that deep Southern, like, chopped and screwed and all that stuff. It's not like that. It's like, it has that nice Southern feel to it, so it's good.
Aw, Kyle Hubbard, yay!
Okay.
Space City!
So, why do you guys think that Chris and Space City signed you?
Because we're awesome.
We're bees.
Isn't it obvious?
Come on now.
Is that a rhetorical question? That's good. But, no, I mean, far as, like, As our talent, I think that's kind of what was basically it, because I think that's what you need to do for any
any
record label to get you. You have to be talented.
That's very true.
I think we're a lot different from most other artists, and especially young ones.
Yeah,
we're weird. We're really weird.
And anyone who knows us knows that we're our biggest fans. So
definitely.
We're
going to put ourselves out there.
We're the type
bed.
Of people who will spend our Saturdays putting our stickers everywhere around Houston.
And just boosting ourselves up. And I think another thing, though, being as though, like, we're all, like, we all basically come from completely different backgrounds and different upbringings
most
and everything. And, you know, with that comes, you know, different tastes in music and stuff. And I think... You know, sort of that collective force, you know, of 2011. Like, we all brought, you know, Dallas brought his, like, R&B old school. Trey listened to gospel. I listened to country. Avery to rock. Tyler to techno. I don't know.
Dope
stuff. Some real Tokyo Drift type stuff. But, like, but anyway, like, we kind of all brought that style together. And I think, you know, Chris recognized definitely that we are something that hasn't been heard, especially a force to be reckoned with, something that that Houston really hadn't heard yet, and really the whole world.
I mean, I'm not gonna say we look odd, but as a group, you know, the diversity may look a little
I mean, we all look good.
We look good individually, don't get me wrong. Y'all may can't see us right now, y'all be surprised. But I mean, like, together we work, and I couldn't have chosen anyone better to work.
Yeah, I think we all just click.
Oh, I love you too, man.
But yeah, like, definitely, I think we all just click to each other. Like, even though we have different personalities, it melts into, like I said, like, good music. So
good
y'all
music.
Definitely are different than whatever. Different than, well, I mean, if you listen to my show and I'm getting all these bands on, this is if you've heard my show before, this is totally different than what you've been hearing. But that's definitely a good thing, and it definitely sets you apart from others. You're welcome. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jester the Band Hunter.
She's right. A little feisty. I'm not going to lose it.
Feisty, sweet, I go on and off.
Okay. Sour Patch Kid.
So
you're a Sour Patch Kid.
Let's let the people that are tuning in hear another song from you guys.
Uh-uh.
I know. I have to cut these guys off sometime. But I'm going to want them to hear And They All Clap.
Uh-oh.
Which, okay, if you're listening.
Trying to do the chord. It wasn't coming out right, but I don't know with our songs, what we plan on going in there doing, never.
It never turns out to be
like
that.
We always turn into something different.
Like, we would go in the studio and, like, we'd be like, this how is the song, we should have the song go, and then we do something completely different. Like, we like that.
And when we did In They All Clap, we were like, okay, we have too many songs that are, like, about girls or, like, breaking up. Like, we sound like high school
girls,
kids.
Ugh.
Yeah. We were like, let's make something where we just love ourselves. And I think that's what In They All Clap was.
Yeah, we had to reflect reality.
We have to show you our true colors.
Yeah,
definitely.
I think you get the impression that they like themselves.
Well, like, before, we didn't have any, like stereotypical cocky rap songs. So this is our first one that was really, like, us.
Yeah, like the I'm the Ish song.
Exactly.
All right, guys. So if you're tuning in, I'm here with the 2011, and the song I booty danced to this past weekend is And We All Clap. So Here you go, guys. Let's take a listen to it.
All right. Here I go. My flow stays sicker than rappers on seven figures. And they try to strike me out, but I stay a hard hitter. I never been a quitter. Nasty like old liver and label on what I got. Kinda like gold diggers, and I'm just like gold figure. They used to think I was litter. Now I'm hot in every spot, so everybody want the winner. I never been a beginner. I'm talking to town, so if I'm up in the spot, I know your girl coming around.
My name is Trey Will, so you better learn the name. And I'm a rookie rapper playing in the veteran game. This mic is my gun, and you know I'm gonna be killing. Taking shots at everybody, no rehearsing still deliver. And I retract so much, I got haters trying to hound me. And groupies at every show, that's just dying to surround me. Best songs I think go quick like I was made by bounties. And producers wanted the names on my track like they found me. Stay better, who hot like Mayweather. Your Pilates a fellow, my knock you out like Mayweather. Better than the rest, yes, I thought that was given. When every song that I am on, I am massive family killing. Yo, living like I'm spitting when I'm feeling with the rhythm. And when you're on the top, hey, it's kinda hard to hear them. So I don't get near them, in fact, I always clear them. I am ready to they Jason, in fact, I never fear them. My name is Brad James and I'm a Houston, Texas resident. Talk down, I'm leaving, eyes blacker than the president. The poet got gift, that mean it's heaven sent. They charge you with the illest, and this is all the evidence. It's evidence that y'all are humble by my presence. High side mind, cause I'm gifted like presents. I'm just like a furnace, because I spit flames and my flow is in the pocket. Life's bad change.
Deadlier than afterlife. Haters feed on me so much they shouldn't have an appetite. My music goes so hard that everybody wants the copyrights. And if you get with me right now, you should probably be an overnight. I'm unstoppable, I cannot be stopped. And I stay number one, that means I can't be topped. I had a whole crowd, shit that makes my more than my looks. But by the fact I'm hiding, you rappers can stay undercooked.
6'5 and 6'6, well, sentences a gift for my 16th. Fat lips, then I split the atom, I'm a narcissist. With the brain cyst that turns all these obviouses. All these $60, I'm a dog spike collar and I'm foaming at the mouth cause the rabies shot altered my sense of perception. I'm seeing all double, you know what that means. Double mean trouble.
Stage.
supreme. Sounds from the back seat. Some people chase love all day. The love is right here with the record slaves. Some people chase love all day. The love is right here with the record slaves. Had love for a chick or two. Fell victim to the crew. Love the old more than I love the new. Love the beat more than I love to groove. I love to win, I hate to lose. Brothers love them tight, I love them loose. You love the bruise, becomes addiction. Ones love to abuse. Some choose the ones they love. Some love the ones they with in this life. My loved ones are a gift. Some hate or love to downgrade. I love to uplift. Some love the power just like an upshift. Some don't know love from lust, gold from rust. When I'm rhyming, you know love is a must. Like a guarantee or a stipulation. Young people in love that didn't know that love needs patience. Like plants need water, someone's daughter needs their father. But love knows that ain't the case always, is it? Some people chase love all day. But love is right here with the record slaves. Some people chase love all day. But love is right here with the record slaves.
Love is a must, and love and I trust. Never ever will I let hate consume me, none can fool me. Really how some live negative, we set to live at the best till I rest to death. Please, let me breathe and flex at ease with beautiful breezes while I'm smoking my trees. See, I am about to take my sabbatical leave and battle the seas. Watch Mafia DVDs, call me Captain as I make it happen. Like Blackbeard, I stay fierce, interacting with my peers. I sip beers when I'm rapping, toe tapping, inciting cheers, steady asking the crowd if they want more. Are you looking for better things to explore? Well, come on and love strong with the champs. Fat Tony and the council keep y'all in trance.
Some people chase love all day, but love is right here with the record slaves.
It's the love supreme.
Some people chase love all day, but love is right here with the record slaves. Some people chase love all day, but love is right here with the record slaves. Some people chase love all day, but love is right here with the record slaves.
You can't hide it when it's real. Almost everyone knows how it feels. You can give it easier than you can take. Everybody seems to know when you fake it. You can't lie about it if it's true. Some like it better when it's new. A fresh new feeling was felt when he gave us life. Some think it exists at first sight. Love them more when they're easy on the eyes. That's right. People really need it in their lives to get by. If you love the feeling I'm giving, let's all get high. Off the moment when it's real, it's so potent. Love it when the council music group is so focused. A life without it means you're hopeless. Love can move fast or develop on some slow shit. Love is always yes, never on some no shit. I love real women. Yeah, we don't love them. Yeah.
Some people chase love all day, but love is right here with the record slaves.
It's the love supreme.
Some people chase love all day, but love is right here with the record slaves.
It's the love supreme.
you know, you didn't know. Yeah. The only girl every single show. But I'm here with the guys from 2011 from Space City Records.
Space City!
That's not going to get old.
I'm sure whoever's listening is loving it. Loving hearing you guys. But I wanted to get a little personal, if you don't mind.
Ooh.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, no, Chris, not like that. but you have so many things going on. I mean, you do have school, right? School.
Yes.
Yeah. It's our priority.
And you guys also work, yeah. I assume. I would hope
yes.
so. And you well, have yeah. 2011 going on. So how do you manage that?
We're like superheroes, so it's not that hard for us.
Like Clark Kent, the day Superman. Like for me, it's kind of easy because like after school you do like whatever you need to do, like a choir or like school work. You just do that first, and then you like go do 2011. Like we make sure 2011 comes first, but after school, kind of.
Good answer. Good answer.
No, it means after school. Like 2011 comes first.
No.
Like once the
I mean that's
2011 comes first out of school too. So.
Yeah, that's I mean, but saying like you want to like get
school is just a promotion place for me.
Well, that's, for me, since I'm only real. Like junior, like everyone else is a senior, like I still have one more year of high school after they leave. Aww. So it's like
that's so cute.
I have to like I still have to go through school, so it's like yeah.
And just in case anyone didn't know, senior year is nothing.
Yeah.
Like, we don't do anything. That's why Trey said it's a promotional tool. We don't do anything.
It's yeah, it's, I mean, I'm a junior. I don't do anything either. I'm basically
Lamar
a senior.
Is nothing.
One class today.
Tyler, I wouldn't put that on there.
Okay.
Lamar's listening.
That was Tyler.
So, you've played how many places here in Houston?
A few. 700.
We played around.
I'm just going to say, like,
Six or seven.
I was gonna say eight, but
Houston,
cool. Yeah. Whatever.
Oh, y'all played in Austin.
We recently played in Austin, which was fun.
Shout out to Travis.
do you guys like playing in Houston better than Austin? Say yes.
Definitely.
We love our city.
Okay.
Whoever said that Austin was a music capital, they need to.
They need
to
change it to Houston because Houston.
Yeah,
that's
if anybody real. Knows that, I do because. Hello.
You're the band hunter.
The band hunter.
Hello.
Hunter the
band
hunter.
I don't hunt bands in Austin. I hunt bands here in Houston. So, what is your favorite place to play here in Houston?
I've only played here once, but Ground Hall.
I was going to say that.
Ground Hall was cool.
No, we had, like, minimal crowd, but, like, we had 10-minute set, but it was the best. Like, the sound was amazing. Like, we did a show before that. What was that, Walters?
We did
a show at the
Main
Meek.
Street.
The Meek,
same day.
Yeah. Shout out to Eric Dean if you shout out to my nephew Parker real quick.
Yeah,
shout out to my mom.
My family too.
Mine too. Again.
Hey mom.
I really like playing at Mango's. Even though the sound's like all right and it's a small place, like it's such an intimate venue and like you can really like just get in, like I get in the crowd no matter what, but you can really just get in to the crowd and like I don't know, feed off the energy of the people because they're right there in front of you.
Yeah.
Mango's is really fun. Always.
Yes. I think Mango's is fun for like the performance part, but like for my like
for
I like
our,
to hear myself
sound,
like honestly I like to like hear myself and I know I'm sounding good, so I like venues that I like. I honestly, our show in Austin, we did really well.
Yeah.
It sounded amazing. I love places
and, like me as a singer, like they're rapping, like they are already loud, like I have to be louder than them, so like
watch it.
Like when I sing, it's like I want to hear, I don't have to scream all the time, so it's like it's better for me as my voice when it's the sound's good. So I like Ground Hall.
Do you ever rap with them?
I'm gonna get into some of that. I'm gonna dabble.
D Jones.
I'm gonna put him on the spot. Hold on. What do you think is harder, singing or rapping?
Ooh,
answer this carefully.
No.
To be honest with you, well, as like the singer, I think kind of like I guess rapping would be, but I don't know, like. A lot of people say singing is harder. Because, like, when you're singing, people have the feeling if you hit the wrong note, people are going to just, like, oh.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
if you say, you can rap and say whatever and make it sound good.
I do both on our songs. And I think, for me personally, I think I've learned that, like, writing is harder, like, when it comes to rapping, but performance, like, singing is a lot harder. Like,
yeah,
you have to hit notes when you're on stage. Like,
for being, like, a rapper, you have to, like, there's like, a couple things. You have to have, you know, your rhythm, but you also have to have, like, you know, a good vocabulary and, like, a sense of songwriting. Yeah. I'm not saying you don't have to be for a singer, but, like, for a singer, like they focus more on, like, you know, the
voice. That's
yeah,
what
and, like,
it's
how
about.
It comes through. And, like, yeah, I mean, hitting notes live, I mean, I sang on one song and I just kept it back in track because I was about to mess with it live because you just never know what could come out. But with rapping, I'm always pretty confident in it. And I think there's easy things about both and there's very difficult things about both.
And I have to admit, like, I have hit some wrong notes in, like, our performances.
But it's okay, though. You still
like,
definitely
you learn from those. Like you said, like, you have to learn from, like, your mistakes and you just get better at it. And
if you mess up in rapping, you can just hit them with the swags,
like,
until
swag.
The song.
Like,
when
you
hit
that
speech,
shout out
to
DP.
The best thing to
yeah, when you mess up
there.
In singing, like, you're like, oh, I just really messed it up. But
like Christina Aguilera at the Super Bowl.
Oh,
no, you can't call out lyrics. You can't forget the lyrics for the national anthem.
That's just wrong.
That's one rhyme you
she's
just
not allowed
know.
In Houston.
All right, guys, I'm here with the 2011, of course, because they're one of the best bands here in Houston. Don't swag right now. Okay.
Swag 24/7.
You don't
swag
know
swag stays together.
Okay.
We cannot not
and,
swag.
One of the many reasons why I asked the co-host here, Kyle Hubbard, not only because he's insanely talented, like, it's ridiculous, but he also did a song with you guys called In My Zone.
He did do a song with us.
So what was it like working with Kyle Hubbard? Pretend like he's not here.
All right, I will pretend like he's not here. Man, this guy is so unprofessional. No, no, it was actually a really, really, like, you know, it was a fun week. Like,
that whole week we recorded, we did In My Zone with Kyle, and then,
In Reality with Fat Tony.
With Fat Tony.
Which
was,
like,
the
you
day
know,
before, like, it was like...
It was like back-to-back days.
So it was really exciting for us. So, like, having them in my house was pretty cool.
You're the, like, artists we look up to, like, in music. Like, I mean, doing songs with them was, like, an honor for us, because that's at a point in our lives where we were, like, still trying to, like, reach the level
yeah,
we're
we
at
were
now.
No
I'm not
one.
Saying we're, like, anywhere now, but I'm... Like, we were trying to get to where we are.
We're trying
now.
To get somewhere to, higher than what we
to have
before.
Them in, like, our studio, a.k.a. Avery's
My house.
Like, we were like, whoa, this is cool.
I mean, yeah, because, like, at that time, we were just, like, focused on, like, the good school. It was like, oh, let's get, you know, such and such on a track. But then it kind of transcended to, like, let's get, like, the best local Houston rappers on a track.
Aiming a lot higher.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, Kyle and Tony were both, like, number one and number two on our list to, you know, get on that.
I
won't
say who was number one, who was number two, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Kyle Hubbard was number one.
Kyle was
of
number
course.
One.
Of course. That's exactly what
I remember. I just remember. I remember how the song came about. Like, Avery gave us the beat, and Trey recorded, like, the chorus, like, the same day.
We seriously did that in, like, 5 minutes, too. Like, the beat was done in, like, 5 minutes. It was,
like,
we were in the zone.
And then me and Trey met up with Kyle at Mango's just for talking. I forgot what we were doing. For Speak One, just talking about it, and we played him the beat, and he was just like, okay, I'm going to do the song tomorrow, and that's how it happened.
And y'all were all, like, jumping up and down.
Oh, yeah, we were giddy.
Yeah, exactly what we were doing.
Giddy.
Kyle Hubbard!
No homework tonight.
And I'm high! All
right, and I'm going to ask Kyle, I'll ask him a question since he's here and everything, but how was it like working for these guys? They're not here.
We aren't.
Well, you know, at this point, I'd seen them live a few times, and I heard Time Goes On, so I know they were really talented dudes, and, you know, I never thought that I was in a better position than them, so the collaboration for me was just, you know, peers working with peers, and it was a good look for me because, you know, they have a different audience than I do, so it was just, you know, beyond the fact that I respect the music and that I really wanted to work with them from an artistic perspective, it helped out a lot for me. Yeah. It helped out for me because it opened me up to a lot of kids that I wouldn't reach normally. So that's why I did it, because it helped me.
And the high school girls, the high school girls love Kyle when he's on stage.
They love the song. Like, yeah. They're like, ooh.
Y'all leave him alone. And so are you guys wanting to perform In My Zone?
Duh.
Oh, sorry, Brad.
I'm just saying, Band Hunter, you mean.
All right, guys. If you're tuning in, it's 2011, and we're about to hear In My Zone by these guys, so Let's go. And don't kiss the mics.
Just start right, it out. We're gonna do this like acapella almost. Can we use Avery's?
Yes, you can steal my mic. All right, guys. Uh-oh. This is 2011 with In My Zone.
Does anybody know what's going on? I woke up this morning in an unknown home. Hands on the ground in a microphone. Guessing I was in my zone. Does anybody know what's going on? Woke up this morning in an unknown home. Hands on the ground in a microphone. Guessing I was in my zone.
See, I spit it so nicely. Pricey and the flow so sick. All the girls on my so spawned that they wanna be wifey. Like what happened last night?
Now you was tripping on some real stuff.
Fist pumping all night. I mean these arms should be real buff. And the Sperry's real scuff. Party hardy in my boat shoes. Black guy and some white
shoes.
Similar to Terry Crews. Like ooh woo. Girl that I woke up next to, but so big and she's a cute. Just have a like, I'ma take her home. Mama would say that she's a floozy. If you knew me, you question this behavior. Texting born but shoved through parties like I was an Oakland Raider. Can I get a Gatorade and a Tylenol? Matter of fact, come back. My voice hoarse. Can you add a side of house? Party was so crazy. Had most single girls in open bars. So crazy. You can take them home.
Talk about
quicker than sports cars. By far the greatest time I've had in my whole life. Think it's time to get some rest so we can repeat it tonight.
Does anybody know what's going on? I woke up this morning in an unknown home. Cans on the ground and the microphone, don't know when, no, guessing I was in my zone. Does anybody know what's going on? I woke up this morning in an unknown home. Hands on the ground in the microphone, don't know when, no, guessing I was in my zone.
So many grenades at this party, you would swear it was
Saddam's house.
From that mother lover, left that
rubber
at your mom's house.
Zup, gup.
Everything went wrong, went strong. I don't even know whose clothes I got on.
Just be calm, brat.
Remember,
but this was January,
and I thought it was September.
I'm sure I committed little crimes, but in my head was all these lines, and in my phone was all these dimes. I can't remember half my rhyme, but this mic is mine, and this game belongs to me. Nobody rock the party, rocking bodies, anything like me. Yo, I stood up, looked up to see what was around, then I tried to step forward and fell right back on the ground. Never gonna do that or this again in my life, but if I do it again, I make sure I do it right. But last night was tight on my right next to Alice. Only weird thing about it, on my left side was Dallas.
What? Does anybody know what's going on? I woke up this morning in an unknown home. Cans on the ground and the microphone. Don't know when, no, guessing I was in my zone. Does anybody know what's going on? I woke up this morning in an unknown home. Cans on the ground and the microphone. Don't know. Guessing I was in my zone.
My youth was wasted chasing ass. I wish that I could take it back.
Alas,
I can't change the past, and now in days that make me laugh. The best advice that I can give is hit a winning track and bad. The best advice that I can give is fuck a bitch and play your bad. And if she say she loves you, son, you better never say it back. All she trying to do with that is play your ass and trap. Take a breath and live it up and fill a cup and split a blunt. Live today as if you know you only gonna get it once. And I see myself as a superstar no matter what. So I ain't gonna back it up until I feel I've had enough. No one make that choice but me. The hell of what I grow to be. The dank is in my lungs and I'll be snorting lines of poetry. I tend to like the chicken heads who synthesize the titty size. I sympathize, it's hard to face the world when you're not in disguise. At the moment I'm so faded off the greenery. So I'ma let the hook forget to bring you in the scenery.
Does anybody know what's going on? I woke up this morning in an unknown home. Cans on the ground and a microphone. Don't know when, no, guessing I was in my zone. Does anybody know what's going on? I woke up this morning in an unknown home.
cans on the ground and a microphone. Don't know what we know. Guessing I was in my zone. Does anybody know what's going on? I woke up this morning alone home. Cans on the ground and a microphone. Don't know what we know. Guessing I was in my zone.
Okay. Hey. My mic. Thank you for wiping it off for me before you gave it
back.
That
was very courteous of Avery. He's a gentleman.
And he's never late.
Anyways. And I also want to thank Kyle Hubbard over here.
Yes.
Kyle Hubbard.
Woo!
He's amazing.
No irons button.
Another one of my favorite songs from you guys. I remember I liked 2011 on Facebook or something, and it was like, yeah, you guys probably did that too. But it was like, oh, what's your favorite song off Renewable Energy? And I was like, In My Zone, Renewable Energy. Like, I couldn't even name just one. It was embarrassing.
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, someone liked what I wrote, so. All right.
Probably me.
So for people that haven't heard you guys or want to get into y'all's music, where can they find it at?
iTunes. You can look up Renewable Energy or 2011, and that's spelled out, like not the numbers. And you'll find our CD there. Or go to 2011.bandcamp.com. Our music is also there.
SpaceCityRecords.net.
There also.
There too.
2011.
Space City.
Facebook.com/2011music. All the good websites. We have a MySpace, but no one.
Don't check that one.
We probably have like a million friend requests on there.
Because we're boss.
And where do you, or I've had bands come on here before, and I always ask them, like, what is your goal with this group?
Fame.
See, that's the first time someone has answered that.
We want to get to the highest point.
Hold on, no one else has fame?
Man, they don't know what's up.
What are they trying to do?
here's a philosophy, you know, we go to high school.
Oh, God, everybody pay attention, Brad's talking.
To go to college, right? But what do you go to college for?
To make money.
To make money, so you have to get a good job and a career.
But if we can get that good job,
we can bypass college.
If my dad's listening, this is a joke.
Mom and Dad, I am serious.
But no, like honestly, it's with me. Like, I mean, I want to be rich, but it's not even about the money with me. Like, I just love people loving me. So.
I said that's what's up.
I hate that.
He wants to get recognized on the street. And
yeah. Oh man.
I just want to
be recognized on the street.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was
called us 2012.
Yeah, that was weird, but they still recognized us.
2012.
It still made him feel good.
I don't know. I'll speak for myself. And Trey and Dallas and Tyler and Avery, but like we all love being the center of attention and we like the spotlight and everything. So like I think fame is just natural for us. It's just like the next logical step in our career.
We're on
local live radio with Gunter the Band Hunter. We have
say it however you want. Honest. You're promoting me, just go ahead and say it.
Gunter the cool. Band Hunter.
I mean, and if you know, like, any of our friends, like, with us, it's like a love us or hate us, because we are who we are. Like, we love ourselves, and we want people to love us. And, I mean, we're going to, this is just how we are, like on a daily basis.
People always come to us, y'all are so, like, I don't like y'all because y'all are so, like, arrogant. Like, we know.
That's cool.
That's just who we are.
You don't have to like us.
I mean,
if we don't love us, no one else will love us.
Like, hate it or love it. Like,
they don't have to like you. They just have to like your music.
It's a plus if they like us, too.
No, there's some people I listen to that I'm like, oh, I don't like them. But if I hear them on the radio, I'm like, okay.
We're going to put Gunter the Band Hunter on the spot right now.
Let's do it.
What is your opinion of us?
Do you think that we're arrogant and full of ourselves?
Can we be honest?
We're definitely
we're not here.
No, like, y'all are into yourselves, but that's all right.
But that's a good thing.
No, it's okay, because if I go out, if I go out one night, I'm like, oh, shit, I look good or something.
Exactly.
It's the same
I say that
thing.
Every day.
Wake up in the morning.
I brush my teeth and I'm like, hey, look at this.
But it's all good. Everybody does that.
I brush my teeth to our stuff every day.
Every single day, man.
I don't do all that.
I mean, I'll just I mean, in some form or fashion, I listen to our music every day. Someone, like my mom, out there is jamming it in the car. Like, I hear it, like, in another car, like the car next to me. Like,
is that conceited? That our songs are our ringtones?
I mean,
is
but
that,
that
might
honestly,
be a little conceited, but it's okay.
Honestly, at the level like we're at, and I'm like pretty sure Kyle knows, like as a local artist, also like the best way to get yourself out there is putting yourself out there, like because we don't have like all these. I mean, we have Space City, like thank God now, but like I mean before, like it was all us doing it ourselves, so we have to promote ourselves and like everywhere we go, like. When we go to parties, we go as a group.
Yeah, we always come as a group.
Every opportunity we have, we're going to put our group out there. That's what we try to do.
And people, like, you know, see us, and they automatically associate. You know, like, people stop saying, like, hey, is Trey, hey, Trey or Brad and Dallas and everybody with you? They're like, hey, 2011's there, right? You know, it's just kind of like the group.
It's like
and we love being asked to perform. Like, we went to take our senior pictures, and we performed a song for the lady who took our pictures. Like, that's just what we like to do.
Swag.
I wasn't there. Taking senior pictures.
They left. They left you out.
We're just a group of swagged out kids.
Yeah. That's what it is.
And then
what up?
Where do you guys see yourself in 5 years?
Or I'm going for like some big billboard in Times Square. But like if I don't get that
like
reality
Fifth
show.
Avenue.
Reality show.
Reality show.
Oh MTV. My God!
I'm gonna be on Jersey Shore.
I don't want the reality show.
I don't want the reality.
I just want
show.
No.
Well, yeah, I guess
I want
reality.
My music to play in
the end of your career.
Everybody, calm down. Everybody, calm down.
Sorry, we just get
you
that,
asked us on the radio. We're being ourselves. Gunter Hunter.
Brad, Gunter, where do you see yourself in 5 years with 2011?
I see myself, to reiterate, on a big billboard in Times Square. No, like really, I think, you know, we really have tapped into something that's super special, you know, and like, I think, you know, there are no, you know, boundaries that we can go, you know, we're breaking boundaries, as we say in one of our songs, and like, as I say, and I don't know, I just really think that we're like a really good cohesive unit, and I think that we can, there's like no, like, there's unlimited potential for us, and in 5 years, you know, Grammys.
If y'all
accepting our fifth Grammy nomination in 5 years.
Oh my God. Okay, so
don't you love us?
I.
She's in love
with
us.
You wouldn't be here if I didn't love you guys.
Exactly.
But if you had your dream, like gig, I guess you would say, who would be opening up for you guys?
Who'd open up? For
oh, but for us, that'd be weird. Cause like,
oh,
exactly.
Space sitter.
Jackson.
Okay.
Michael
you
Jackson.
3-4. I don't know. I mean, if we're already on the bill, then, you know, who else do you really need? No, no.
No.
Oh, that was a joke. That was a joke.
Not really, but go on.
I don't know. Like, maybe people who've influenced us, you know, can they be alive or dead? Does it matter? Alive?
Because it'll be a show that's going to people go to.
Thank you.
I want
thank
like.
Performance spirit.
Honestly, ooh. I want like someone like Kid Cudi to open up for me because when I think of someone opening up for me, I want them to, like get the crowd crazy. And if you like see, I've never been to his concert, but if you like watch like videos of his concert, it's crazy. Like people are into it.
B.O.B.
Yeah, I was gonna say B.O.B. Yeah, B.O.B. would have to be
B.O.B.
like,
sick. I have seen him in concert.
Yeah,
he's sick.
We got like you know, a really good shout out to Hollywood Floss because he hooked me and Trey up with tickets and. We went and we saw B.O.B. live, and it's one of the best. It's definitely the best hip hop show I've ever seen, like live. I mean, his transitions between his rapping and singing, and like the live instrumentation.
He can actually sing. Like, there's some rappers who think they can sing.
Auto tune,
Dwayne.
But
he sings, plays guitar, like whatever.
Yeah, he does everything.
He's basically us
That's
in
who
one
I
person.
Be.
He's basically us in one person. Like,
yeah.
I mean, even like if we could get like, cause you know in Houston when you're a big artist you made it when Bun B comes to your concert.
Yeah.
Cause he goes to everyone's concert to perform. So when we get Bun B to open up for us, I think we've gotten something.
Yeah.
We made it in H-Town.
We've made it. Yeah.
All right, and then let's get back into some music for you guys, cause I want them obviously to hear what you guys perform all the time or what y'all are into. Yep. So I'm gonna let y'all decide what song we play.
Third Coast.
Hell yes. Okay, I'm sorry.
Throw it back
yes.
To the
ghost in
the song.
All right.
This goes out to my stepmom because she loves this song.
No. This goes out to
this
all the
Gunter the Band Hunter.
Thank you. Thank you, Brad.
And
the
Gunter
song,
the Band Hunter.
First of all,
Gunter
written about
the
me.
Band
and,
Hunter.
Oh, wow.
Oh, so, we're not the only conceited ones.
If you like girls from the South, I guess if you could say, yes, then you're definitely going to love this song.
If you like girls from Houston, and she lives in a law.
Cough, cough. So, for people that are listening, this is 2011 here in the studio with me, and let's hear Third Coast from you guys.
Third Coast.
Another favorite song.
Yes.
Sweat.
Oh, girl, you nasty, huh? Oh, girl, you fancy, huh? I got a girl named Nancy from L.A. who like to have fun. She came out when the sun got real shy. Had my right arm looking real fly. And she did things the Cali way. From Long Beach, and she jammed out to Dre. Kept the 10 in October like it was made. Breasts real big, but they look hella fake. On the pole, won't believe the money she would make. If you had money, yo, money she would take. Then I had to take it up to the East Coast. Nice bank account, she had the most. A night with her never was a bore. Cute acting like she was from the shore. Couldn't believe the things she did. 18, but about it, far from a kid. She didn't mind spending what daddy had. Stopped traffic in a brand new Cadillac. The Ada girl, she loved to act. Skin so tan, thought she was black. Even more so by the way she moved. Won't believe the things this girl could do. Now we gotta take it down to the South, where the girls show it all. Everything they got is real. Money they make and booty they shake. Have a dude straight hoping for a feel. Look to kill, don't believe it, come and see it. Dressed like Beyonce, but they jam screw. Tongue ringing in mouth and they let it all out. Now tell me what your girls can do.
Girls from the South, girls, girls from the South, yeah. Girls from the South, girls, girls from the South. I want them girls from the South, girls, girls from the South. Them girls from the South, they just know how to do it.
Yo, saw this girl that I met downtown. She and me love to mess around. We were going pound for pound, enjoying sounds of underground. She was a cutie, said that her name was Trudy. She already knew me because she was a groupie. She said she came down from Maine in the town for all-star game. But she had an all-star frame, cursed for days, I can't complain. Said it so much, now she knows my name. Now the neighbors down the street, yeah, they know Brad James. Couldn't get me off of mine, she was dazing crazy over my rhymes. Got a girl named Wendy, she was from the city. Prada, Gucci, Fendi, she was stacked with plenty. Pockets never empty. No faking, changing places. But when I leave like a rake, like Drake, she would miss me. But let's take it down to Atlanta, Florida's Kansas, Alabama. With girls shaking fast like MC Hammer. And they got that country grammar. Perfect look, perfect body. Yeah, they got the most. East and West, y'all ain't the best. Got nothing on that Third Coast.
Girls from the South, girls, girls from the South. Yeah, girls from the South. Girls, girls from the South. I want them girls from the South. Girls, girls from the South. Them girls from the South. They just know how to do it.
Got a girl from Houston and she live in a loft. And when she know I roll through, she know I take it off. Her best friend's from ATL with that country slang. And the way she turns me on, it's another thing. I love my Texas girl. Georgia girls, yeah, I love my Southern girls.
Reno.
What up, Renzo?
We gonna show these boys how to act when they come around us thinking that what we do don't mean nothing. All our work don't mean nothing. This how you handle that. Bring it out. When record companies start lying and deceiving you, when impatient family and friends no longer believe in you, when your musical odyssey is looked at as a novelty, when love for the game pushes you closer to poverty, when you know it's real but others feel you're not meant for it, when giving explanations to dollars is too intricate, the circle of a creator's soul can get lonely, when your vision of success is understood by you only, when setbacks and failures start to build and depress you, when you want to stop but that inner passion won't let you, when writers of a history ignore your part in it, when lyrical artificialness is viewed as authentic, when you bring it, then people take your life's work and defeat it, when the concept of the song you formulate like you dream
right, pushing me through late nights, waking me in daylight, just to fight the same fight. No, they put the stakes high, I'm just trying to take mine. Drunk off the dream, about to lean in a straight line, and I cannot admit that I am wrong. So every love just become a scar on a song. How far have I gone? How close to the end? My life on the same line, yeah, that flow from a pen. Late nights, early mornings, trying to get the sounds up out of my head. I take it, I can feel that our bond's breaking, and she's sick of waiting for me to go make it, so fuck it. Yes, I just came to the conclusion, gotta break a heart for my art and my music. And I'm sorry for the lies and the hurt, and that you were nothing more than some rhymes and a verse. And my mom, she don't understand the shit at all. Gotta swallow pride every night just to get along. Am I wrong for chasing after dreams when it hurt her? By the same logic, if I fail, is it murder? I think it's time for me to pack it in forever. I'm running out of ties, I can piss away in sever. Take a chance when I know that it might sting. So when I'm wrong, still know I did the right thing.
Late nights, early mornings, trying to get the sounds up out of my head. Gotta keep chasing the dream.
And keep your
to tell me there's a time to fight, but I ain't got no fist to raise, defeated, I just climb and lie. And it would be a lie to tell you that I wasn't scared. First time in jail, ain't no way to be prepared, but I'll see you there, trust me, that's a guarantee. We ain't rich and justice isn't playing fair for free. That's the truth, man, still paying lawyer fees. Stress and depression controls, it's absorbing me. If this is it, this the moment that the verdict falls. Time behind these bars ain't nothing short of verdict, dog. Can't you see, lady, justice is a prostitute. Everyone they prosecute just equals out a lot of loot. Love your freedom for the piggies, come and take it. And hell becomes a sale with the jail that you placed in.
Nice to come in, better stop running, there ain't no stopping here. Cause the land where there's no time to spare, you never know what's looking here. The lights are coming, you better start running, there ain't no stopping here. Cause they're everywhere, there's no time to spare, you never know what's looking here. Looking here.
Burn down the screen in my minivan, keeps the heat off of me while I'm stacking my ends. Like a chameleon, I could bend right in. I'm incognito to the very end, staying nosy. The dollar is a offer. If you cross me, you'll be gone like Jimmy Hopper. I'm the Iceman, I'm the Earl of Funk. When I roll by the cops, so while I'm smoking the blunt, when I hit the powder, I'll be known as hell. If the cops are after me, and it's time to fail. Watch my back every day, cause the pigs are out. When they come around here, try to take my clout, but they can't catch me, cause I'm the candy man. I run and I run as fast as I can. Hide out in my baby mama house, see the TV.
Better stop running, there ain't no stopping here. Cause we're everywhere, there's no time to spare. You never know who's looking in. The lights are coming, better stop running, there ain't no stopping here. Cause we're everywhere, there's no time to spare. You never know who's looking in.
Take me away, I wanna be a young boy again. Take me away, I remember playing with my friends. Take me away, I remember like it was yesterday. Take me away, take me away, take me away.
Take me away to where I had a kid's innocence. Cause innocence, that's what I've been missing ever since. Let's drop the punchlines and let's just be real. There's surprise in your eyes for me to be right here. Cause the world we live in is such a dark place. We all running for the money in that rat race. And now people who have fame abuse it. And the record company controls all the music. Before every other rapper thought that they could sing. Before Jay said DOA and blamed it on pain. When it was about all your eloquence and not all about your jewelry embellishments. To hell with it, I'ma set my own path in my own class and just laugh at all the years where they went so fast. Can someone please take me way back to the past?
Take me away, I wanna be a young boy again. Take me away, I remember playing with my friends. Take me away, I remember like it was yesterday. Take me away, take me away, take me away. Just take me away to a place not long ago when we were all so young. When life was so simple and we were having so much fun. Now it seems that life is complicated. And I hate the way that we're forced to take it. But let's face it, yeah, we just throw it all away. When I look back on my life and see all my mistakes, and I wish there was a button to go back and replay. I remember when I wanted to grow up so fast. Now I wish I could go back and make those old moments last. Anyway, I wanna be a young boy again. yesterday.
Take me away.
Yeah.
Take me away.
Yeah.
Take me away.
Yeah.
Take me away.
All right. Take me away to times when everything seemed easy, when picture books and shiny looks was all it took to please
times
me.
Times when rainy days were sunny and simple living was good, when you can ask anything from your neighbors up in the hood.
We could wake up in the morning and see good things in the news, when we weren't given limit to the things that we could do.
Now it seems the truth is always coming out misconstrued. We bring our problems to the altar, but we never pay our dues.
I used to think that anything could happen if I imagined, but that was back when all it took was a mic and a passion. Take me away to times when everyone was in good spirit, back when I turned the radio on and I heard good lyrics. I remember when marriages didn't end in breakup, and beauty was defined by more than just the girl's makeup. I wanna go back to the times when it was a gift to wake up. Now it takes quakes and terrors to get the world to
take
wake
me
up.
Away. I wanna be a young boy again. Take me away. I remember playing with my friends. Take me away. Like it was yesterday.
Take me away.
Take me away. Take me away. Take me away.
All right, guys. Gunner the Band Hunter here. Of course, if you're
tuning in. Gunner the Band Hunter. 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 Hunter.
There you go. Okay. If you're tuned in, you already know who I am. But I'm here with Brad. I'm here with 2011, one of my favorite groups here in Houston.
Do you know all of our names?
Anyways, so I'm going to...
You know, she keeps just saying Brad. Like, Brad. She hasn't said anyone else's name, so I think she only knows his name.
Dallas?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay, that's it. Okay. Oh. Avery. Oh. Okay. Anyways. Okay. Anyways.
She should have asked for you.
Also, or during the music break, you heard. You also heard from Kyle Hubbard here, who's with us. If you've heard of Kyle Hubbard, then you obviously know he's great. He's a genius. Da 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 da. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But you had to go see him live. And you guys, 2011, who's here with me tonight, you guys were just in the Houston press.
Oh, yes.
Yes. We just got an article in that.
Hold on. Or I have to look up the quote.
The
if
quote
you haven't
is great.
Heard of 2011, this is what Houston Press had to say about you. Here we go.
Let's hear it.
2011 is a group of swagged out kids who combine rock and hip hop, not in the post-grunge, angry white dude way, but a very unified, perceptive fashion. Is that a great, or is that right
that
on?
That is a great
that's
description.
Perfect for us.
I remember when I read this, I was just like nodding my head, like, yes.
Yeah, I know. When I saw that yesterday, I was like, yeah, they kind of hit it spot on.
They kind of, like, got the whole thing in one.
I seriously read that article, like, four times.
And then you posted it on Facebook.
Lame.
And I posted it on Facebook, like, a billion times. It's awesome.
Oh.
Ooh. Ooh, Trey's texting.
Ooh, someone said no to the mic. But, how does it feel to be recognized in Houston Press?
It feels awesome. That's all I gotta say. It just feels awesome.
It's nice recognition. Like, I remember, like, way back when, like, I think it was, like, in September or something, or October, they wrote an article about us, you know, highlighting us, you know, as, like, a new up-and-comer. They actually compared us to
B.O.B.
Artist of the Week. There you go. They compared us to B.O.B. and a lot of other stuff like
that.
Which
is a good thing.
Yeah,
I mean, we're all big fans, you know, of Bobby. Yeah, as we who know him call him. Yeah.
Like he's down with him and all, but
yeah. Oh, you don't know him. Hunter. You just don't know. But like no, it's a real honor to be recognized by, you know, Houston Press, and you know, me and Kyle sometimes have like the opportunity to like, you know, voice our own opinions in Houston Press and everything, and it's really cool, like just like, you know, go to like, you know, this Kyle, that's a no-no, man. Seriously.
Kyle, can you please turn off your phone while we interview 2011?
I mean, Trey, do you have anything to add?
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Avery
Trey doesn't
want to
talk to
add.
Us.
Tyler has something to say.
She knows my name. I just want to
see.
Sure.
Oh, you heard him a little bit over there, Gunter Hunter.
Like, for me, I know it was pretty. Well, it's pretty cool because we've been in there, what, three times now?
Yeah,
we've been mentioned three times. It's pretty cool because pretty I used cool. to read. Like, I would always go on Rock's Off blog and just read everything on there.
And so now being someone, like, seeing yourself in there is really cool.
What do y'all do, with, like, with the articles or whatever? Do y'all sit... Y'all probably frame them or something.
Duh.
I got a grandparents in my house.
First actually, one on their refrigerator.
Aww.
They do.
All the shows that, like, we've That's done, cute. Like, I mm-hmm. like, if I get a poster for it, I put it on my wall, so...
Yeah, the flyers I save.
Yeah, I have them, like, I save the flyers, plastered like, on my wall.
My mom was like, always, literally. You should get a portfolio up. I was like, no. Just put them
it
on the wall.
It would be a good idea, though. It would be pretty good.
Yes.
We should do that.
We keep them all logged, I mean, online. I mean, it's like, we have records and everything.
Yeah, yeah, and the iPhoto on the MacBook. They're definitely saved.
Nah, I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about or things that go on during the music breaks that go on with these guys. But you just said something. Well, of course I'm going to be able to say this because you were just saying something. There's a Speak 5 coming up.
Yes, it's tentative. I'm going to leave it at that. It's a surprise guest and everything.
Hush, hush. Kyle might be there.
I don't know.
Oh, who said that?
I'm leaking Leaks. Everything.
As long as he doesn't bring that black hat that I always see him in.
Just no announcing
Kyle
the Hubbard headliner.
Kyle Hubbard can wear whatever he wants. Okay.
I'm just saying.
For Kyle.
I don't know what Speak 5 is. I don't know.
Oh.
It's coming up.
Just know it's going to be good.
Stay tuned.
2011 is going to be performed.
It could have 8 stages.
But, okay, wouldn't you get that all situated? You can, yeah.
I'll
Everyone,
call in.
Look out for the information, 2011's page on Facebook, or anything like that. But
I might announce it on the upcoming 2011 radio show. There's a...
Oh, they also want their own radio show now, influenced by me.
Yeah, she's going to be like our co-host.
I can try. Can try to get my word in.
She's like, I don't know.
I'll just be the girl that's like 2011. There you go.
There you go.
We can record that and just have a little button. just a little button.
But I have to take a few moments because I have to recognize LocalLiveHouston.com. If you're listening, we have also been in the Houston press.
You too.
Did an article on Mr. Ramsey with Ultimo Radio. And how many hits so far, Jordan?
Not on you.
Wow, never mind.
Only on Optimo Radio.
If Ramsey's
listening.
But we
were on Optimo Radio too. They didn't like
No,
the
Brad doesn't get a mic. Talk about the song, guys, how it came together.
When I first made the instrumental, they didn't like it.
No,
they were hating on it.
I liked it.
One of y'all didn't like it. I don't know. Someone didn't like it.
Anyways, and I thought it was awesome. When we made the song, we were like,
"Hey,
we need a feature on the song that's gonna be like crazy." Like, and Fat Tony, like to me at least, when it comes to local music, like he's one of like the biggest artists like from Houston, and to have him like on your song is like a great thing. So when he like agreed to do it, I was actually like surprised. I didn't think he was gonna do it.
Kind of gave us some street cred.
Yeah. After he agreed to it, I was like, "Well, dang! Now I have to go one up him." So I had to like change my whole verse around. And I don't know, the song I think it's great, and it's one of my favorite songs on the album.
That song's actually like one of like it's very like very like hyper. It's like that intense song where like you just like yeah, that's one of the songs that you want to listen to because it's just that good song that you just that hype song. That's all I gotta say. It's a hype song.
And that or did he just come to you guys and was like, hey,
no,
let's?
No, we came.
No,
in.
We asked. Him.
Okay.
He was
we're not that
we were like the band hunter. We
we're not there yet.
We have to go to him for that one.
All right, and let's go ahead and play that for people. Whoop. And let's see, let's play In Reality with featuring Fat Tony. When you got Brad's mic's cut off, he's grabbing for all the mics, like trying to talk, but no. Anyways, In Reality featuring Fat Tony.
Tony.
By 2011. Here you go, guys. Let's take a listen.
Yeah, 2011. Fat Tony. Here we go.
Always been different. My taste is so consistent. And the music never drowned me out, so I guess my flow water resistant. Not like your average teen. High school was never my thing. While the other kids out here partying, I'm out here living out their dreams. I feel like every beat. Crowd screams every time I speak. Got bands from here to Japan just waiting for a new song leak. It's such a travesty, but you can't get mad at me. Even though it seems like this life is crazy, it's reality. Flow lower that beat, cause I need them to hear me.
speak. 2011, and Fat Tony should've known this song was heat. Try this, you can't buy this, we supply this thing called Deadly Flow. Anything goes when the people want more, when the swag say crazy, get to toe. We destroy any boy or man who take a break, this thing we doing. Crazy, shake it like Haiti, and put a pause on what you are pursuing. I got a flow that come out sicker than a swine bee. I know you think my verse is hot, there's no need to remind me. This life I live is very hectic, mark it within our label. You animals think you can be me, I mark y'all as fables. I'm willing and able to perform what you can hardly dream. Think I'm lying, come to a show and try to talk over the screen. I know it seems cocky, but no, not me, I'm just speaking truth. 54 bars wouldn't get you this far, so you might as well stay out the booth. Get a clue, you trying hard, I'm doing this happily. Please don't blame me for this lifestyle, it's just my reality. Always been different. My team says so consistent. Enemies never drown me out, so I guess my flow water resistant. Not like your average teen. High school was never my thing. While the other kids out here partying, I'm out here living out their dreams. I feel like every beat. Crowd screams every time I speak. Got fans from here to Japan just waiting for a new song leak. It's such a travesty, but you can't get mad at me. Even though it seems like this life is crazy, it's reality.
2011, oh, we in this. This is who we came with. Every day is physics and it's pre-cal, it's the same shit. I'm just trying to change it, looking for a range whip, looking for a woman and a marriage, so arrange it. I'm loving this arrangement, feeling like it's gated, especially for me, I'm a species that's endangered. Stranger than fiction is my lyrical depiction, sickly spitting over rhythms with my words, I don't forget them. I never knew what I was about to do to the day I found the 20 crew, now waving, I straight down inside, we are straight schooling you. We the wrecking crew, who wrecking shop and renting spots, we continuously staying how we black and white like cause a conflict, please don't judge us for our looks. Don't judge for covers of a book. Crazy verses, crazy hooks, you lazy, hazy, baby crooks. Get up on the track and I'm monstering drastically. Don't mean to bust, let's have a toast, cause this is my reality.
My style always been different, my team stays so consistent. Enemies never drown me out, so I guess my flow water resistant. Not like your average teen, my school was never my thing. While the other kids out here partying, I'm out here living out their dreams. I feel like every beat, crowd screams every time I speak. Got fans from here to Japan just waiting for a new song leak. It's such a travesty, but you can't get mad at me. Even though it seems like this life is crazy, it's reality.
Trolling, token, something potent. Don't even know where the fuck I'm going, but I'm rolling, rolling, rolling like I haven't slept for weeks. Or like a tumbleweed, or like a bumblebee. Tony, I be high C, I T, mixed with Rossi is all I need. And a girl, and another girl, and another girl, and tilt the world with a swirl to make you earl and melt your curl. Girl, you think that I'm made of pearls, and I'm here to make your world a place where you get high. Let my hands on your thigh lead us to where we fully undress now. We fucking right, we fucking right. I'm in for the rest of the night. Sipping on Sprite, feeling right. Pimp like Dolomite, and I'm highly tight. Now what you know about this Texas boy? In your mouth like Almond Joy. On the couch like I'm unemployed. In the house making noise. It's where you find me with a boatload of throat holes right behind me. Wearing more thongs than Palm Beach nightly. I might be a live G.
My style always been different. My teeth stay so consistent. Enemies never drown me out, so I guess my flow water resistant. Not like your average teen. High school was never my thing. While the other kids out here partying, I'm out here living out their dreams. I feel like every beat. Crowd screams every time I speak. Got fans from here to Japan just waiting for a new song leak. It's such a travesty, but you can't get mad at me. Even though it seems like this life is crazy, it's reality. Reality.
Oh. K-Hub a little brother, motherfucker.
Yeah.
It's rapper. Cal Hubbard.
I'm high.
Yeah, see.
Taking the classic.
All the way down to Houston.
That old shit feel with the new slang.
Yeah. Making a classic. This what we do, man. It's about that time. Yeah. I take a moment to breathe. I don't know if I'm promised tomorrow. Rosie always taught me let go, give it to God. I'ma quote my nigga Hex. Most you rappers is frauds, and you wonder why the rapper don't fuck with y'all. Had a point in my life where change is near. Working on resolutions before the new year. Peer to peer passing, fat outlasting. I feel like daddy fat sacks. Niggas outcast them, so I outlast them. Now I outpass them. Lil Fame the big dose, damn, outmash them. Motherfucking Titan, homeboy, outclash them. Watch me pour the air, most outclass them. I told Dunny I'm the best, you can ask him. And he'll repeat what I'm saying to you. Cause he know if I say it, what I'm saying is true. I ain't just write a couple of bars, I got a slew.
Yeah,
K-Hub, Space City, what's the motherfucker?
the fucking deal with the new school slang. And my flow still tight when I'm about to go. Look, making a classic. Yeah, old school feel with that new school slang. My flow still tight when I'm about to get loose. I'm on the quest for the shit I didn't have. So I scribble in a pad and I'm living in the lab. Every minute that I have, I be spinning on my tracks. Only finish when I crash, I'm committed to the craft. Biggest fear I ever had, they consider me a fad. A gimmick who can rap, just a kid who isn't black. Yesterday is mad at the fact it didn't last. I'm here to learn the lesson that I didn't get in class. Fuck living in the past, y'all consider me gone. Never try to get in where I didn't belong. Maybe all I am is what I spit in the song. Y'all don't understand all that shit he be on. Everybody throw stones, everybody judge. I ain't gonna work under anybody's thumb. I would rather fall than to lean against the wall. Man, I really miss when I was spitting for the love. Making a classic. That old school feel with the new school slang. And my flow still tight when I'm about to go. Making a classic. That old school feel with the new school slang. And my flow still tight when I'm about to get loose. Gonna take it if I feel I ain't deserve it. If I feel I earned it, then it really isn't worth it. It's worthless. Besides, I can plot a greater purpose. More than the lyrics that I'm writing in my verses. Fall on my own face, stand on my own too. Hip hop, I love you, but I do not owe you. You do not own me, so please let me go free. Best friends feel as if they don't even know me. So they stone me. My grandfather told me the new me must bear the weight of the old me. Yeah, I see you firsthand as a man. Everything going straight. Even best laid plans. I know the truth hurts when it's blunt, so I put it to the drum, stuck in between the cuts. What up? Think that I should rap about a chain or something? I think you should try to use your fucking brain for something. Making a classic. That old school feel with the new school slang. And my flow still tight when I'm about to go. Making a classic. That old school feel with the new school slang. And my flow still tight when I'm about to get loose. Education and opportunity are here for the asking. Education and opportunity are here for the asking. And Houston rewards those who work. Houston is holding on to the traditions while welcoming the new. We're looking forward to tomorrow. And we're ready to fly. 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 Fly.
Let them hear this. Drive block to block, it's loud enough. The people on the street nod to the rock. Keep the windows down, surround like an intercom. Spit with a megaphone, glide over CD-ROM. Standing on top of Savvy Shukan, wheels roll the ground. They come out of households like, what's that sound? 18's in the back, groundbreaking the track that kick like hacky sack. We cruise with jewels through the hood of neighbors. On the roof, rapping for your vote like the mayor. Bill White on the mic, I kill right slayer. Murder since glow friends and light brights player. Losing my balance, we hit the corner fast, pinky. ISD, my dogs like Winky Dinky. Shuffle they feet, the Hollywood hustle. Chase down the street, trying to catch a peak of the heat. Come out and play, come out and play. Ride all day.
Come out and play, play. All my people say, turn the volume up, till it's loud enough. Turn the volume up, till it's loud enough. So come out and play, ride all day.
Lot inside my mind, peace of mind is on the mind, but peace of mind stay on the grind. Speaker grind, speaker street, speakers blasting week to week. The trees beat, clouds walk, wind blowing big hawk, big pokey, big mo, driving fast, moving slow. Slow it down, volume down, hello hood, look around. See them playing, see them serving, see them swerving, see them urban, see them bourbon. ISD, music, magic as an urban, worthy to assist, man, Sam, hit the fast, air wasn't strapped. Damn, almost hit the front dash. Flash, flashing pictures of the hood till it's nothing left. Beat spitting megaphone rhymes till they out of breath. Out of plots, out of plans, out of land. I be goddamn. Hood is looking native to these south-sided Africans. Take it back to Rebel Tracks. Come on, play this song for that. I used to get here to stay the weekends with your back.
Come back. Out and play, play, play.
atrocious. We in that fofo, F around and get us toasted. Popo's laying low in the cut to revoke this. Grand spit audio, they looking for the dopeness. It's my third strike, I'm going down and they know this. Logo on the ride, peace of mind, where it's golden. They popped up quick, handcuffs to the wrist, smashed up on my fist. Now the people looking on from the streets getting pissed. Like, what the cuff is this? One grabbed the megaphone, then he raised up his fist. It's looking like a public enemy rally in Brooklyn. Thinking to myself, what the hell got into Houston? Doors coming open, windows getting broken. People rising up in the south and they've spoken. The district, we want justice. The district, load up the buses.
The district, we want justice. The district, come on out and explain.
Good afternoon, America. This is Bobby McSnuggle, and we're live at the scene of the weekend rally. So far, there's been a sequence of events to take place here. I'm not sure what the outcome is going to be. The people are screaming, the weekend is near. We want justice. We want justice. There's been bloodshed and hostage standoffs. We will continue to give you worldwide coverage of this horrific event. From all of us here at HISD News, I'm Bobby McSnuggle, reporting to you live. To all you guys out there at TV Land, can't play the rap bars until you stop playing the samurai.
Rap Mayor. Yo, I bang more than a cripple or a whore. Slang CDs like he's a raw. Dapping up niggas I know I seen before. Show love to the brothers, no need to applause. Go hard or go home, these are the laws. Spit in HD and 3D, no avatar. I'm more realer, HB's a player, post a pivot. My style's living, words vivid. And I can't dance, going hard's my gimmick. These bras mad timid to approaches. Real niggas bringing ill shit to the culture. Hotel niggas ride the ride like some vulture. I spit it hotter than sofa. Brought some hardcore for the third coasters. Raise your glasses, ash and swisher. Rap mayor, put you on grand and wishes. My food for thought fed the homeless. And made your moms do the shit.
I'm on my hydro flow. Bet my lines get in your dog. No homo. You can say a horse around cause I rock polo. Your boys rapping so-so. No more Reginald. You need to cop some hydro. You need to cop some hydro. You need to cop some hydro. The same old flow, it don't work no more. So you need to cop some hydro.
You barely singing, acting rappers. Faking hard, soft to the core, candy rappers. Not just any rapper, but especially undedicated rappers. Fake it till you make it, rapper. You know your mixtape go harder than your album, rapper. And most people know a rapper. Everybody wants to be a rapper. Stupid groupie act as if they never seen a rapper. And most rappers is broke, so why the fuck you wanna be a rapper? You got the self-proclaim, I own the crown rapper. Left home to build a buzz, out of town rapper. In my fave, I want it all with no grind rapper. You gotta love, I need a cosign rapper. With bad credit, you better pay your debt with your debits rapper. Cause there's always a better rapper. Niggas talking about who got the most talent rapper. Who got the most cheese, checking account balance rapper. You trapped in Wonderland looking like Alice rapper. Can't write a full song, fucking battle rapper. I despise rappers, but dear rappers, if you move the crowd like HB, you're like me, you're not a rapper. Guess what? You're an MC.
I'm on my hydro flow, bet my lines keep in your dog. No homo, you can say a horse around cause I rock polo. Your boys rapping so-so, no more Reginald. You need to cop some hydro. You need to cop some hydro. You need to cop some hydro. The same old flow, it don't work no more. So you need to cop some hydro. I'm on my hydro flow, bet my lines get in your dog. No homo, you can say a horse around cause I rock polo. Your boys rapping so-so, no more Reginald. You need to cop some hydro.
All right, guys, you're tuned in to Gunner the Band Hunter, live, as I just...
Yeah. Hunter the Band Hunter.
Thank you. Thank you. If I could have Dallas every Tuesday, 8 to 10 p.m.
Whatever. It's whatever.
Pay him.
No. Okay.
It's all right.
He's getting his name out there. That's priceless.
D. Jones and Gunter the Band Hunter.
There we go. So it'll be me and Dallas next Tuesday night, 8 to 10 p.m.
All right.
Hey.
But, oh, God.
It always happens like that.
Okay.
Always starts with...
So let's, for whoever's tuning in and they like what they hear from you guys, let's retell them where we can find your music at.
It's 2011.bandcamp.com. Go to Space City Records. You can find us there.
SpaceCityRecords.net.
iTunes. Type in Renewable Energy. That's Facebook. The name of our latest album. Facebook. Whatever. You won't find music there, but you can go like us. Twitter.
Follow us.
At 2011. And while you're at it, at Kyle Hubbard, HTX, at Space City Record, there's no S,
and Brad Gilmore.
Yeah, that's where you can find our music.
Wow. Okay. And then you guys are starting to come along with 2011 here in Houston. What so far have you been most proud of as a group?
Yeah.
Chris Crunk's here.
That was the highlight.
I mean, one for me is just our growth together as a group. Like, one thing that was like a highlighted point.
Yeah, no, we've definitely grown a lot together as like the five of us. For me, I think my personal, like, you know, what I feel like we've achieved is like, you know, putting out our record.
Yeah.
And, like, doing this together, you know, and
I think getting our names out there has been like a really big achievement for us too, because it's like really surprising to like see how many people know your music, and it's like it's really an honor, because I never thought when we first started, like, we joke around a lot, but like I never thought when we first started that we would like be at the point we're at now, and like it's crazy to like just watch us grow, like to see ourselves grow, and it's like, yeah. I'm enjoying it, like I hope we like never end.
Yeah, I also enjoy like walking down the street and like I go on somewhere, I'm like, hey, yeah, are you like in 2011? Like, I like that too.
We know that
it's
you
the best
guys
part.
Like
it's
that.
The best part.
Finishing the album was very satisfying because we worked on it for so long.
It was very stressful. Not really and stressful, but like just.
It's like, yeah, we. It was just a long time in the making.
Yeah, I mean, we're just a bunch of kids, like, but everything we do, like, so far. Like, we have help now, but everything we've done up until this point, like, we did on our own. Like, so we had to make whatever we have now happen, and I think we've done a pretty good job. So.
At least someone should have said being a Gunner the Band Hunter.
Wow, she loves
it. Oh, my God.
And we're all about you, Gunner. This is our interview, so...
Best us on. They hear you.
It's the preview for 2011 show. So
okay.
2011 radio show coming soon.
Anyways,
Tuesdays 8 to 10.
Tuesdays 8 to 10. My show.
2011 radio.
So, is there anything that you have been least proud of? Oh God, this is gonna be a hard
one. Runner not knowing my name, because I just felt totally disrespected. Yeah.
Trey. I'll rephrase the question. I asked a band here this question last show, I think, but he had a story of a really bad show that happened. I'll just ask you, like, what is y'all's worst show and what happened?
We've had a couple.
There you go. Okay, here we
go.
Ahead,
Trey.
Personally, we had a show at Jet Lounge.
Not a show I want to do again.
That's not the show I thought you were going to refer to.
I was going
to. What show would you say?
Well, I'll tell you the biggest altercation we've had with somebody.
Last week.
Last Thursday, we went to the parish in Austin, and there was this douche named Travis.
Shout out to Travis,
the door guy.
Shout out to my uncle for being there.
Yeah, shout out to Uncle Picard, because he called it like he saw it.
He held it down.
Travis is a dick. Like, there's no way fans of
us. There's nothing else to say about that. Like, that's just what he is.
Period, the end.
So,
what makes Travis a dick?
We were supposed to.
You know Travis? We have confirmation.
Can you call Travis up like quick?
You can call him and tell him this, that we're talking about him. Like, it doesn't matter. But
he was kind of a douche. Like, we were supposed to play it at 9,
And so we get there at
like 7:30.
And he's like, oh, yeah, you're going on at 8, no ifs, ands, or buts. I don't care if there's anybody in the crowd. You're going to play.
Whoa, guy.
We're like, okay.
First and I was like, you must not know who we are.
Oh, my God.
No, seriously, we come from Houston.
Like, and people already underestimate us because of our age, so it's enough that we have to prove ourselves because of that. So, like, when you just get people like that, it pisses you off because don't have us drive to Austin to do your show and you treat us like we're like, because we have to come do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
You kind of have to, like, get out of school early.
What?
You know, get out with a note.
I had a doctor's appointment. It was legitimate.
Yeah. It was legit, but
I had to get my braces tight.
So, yeah, like, it was just that one incident was, like, really, like, a big...
Yo, don't put my stuff out there like that. Oh. Mom and Dad, she's a liar. Shout out to my grandma.
Herpes.
Hey.
Oh, alrighty.
I could totally go with that, but I'm not going to because I'm a decent person.
Whoa, Gunter Hunter is trying
anyways,
to call me Gunter the Bad
Hunter. Thank you.
Shout
very
out to
much.
Kelly for thinking of this name because it's catchy.
Kelly Crunkus.
Kelly Crunkus.
Yeah. Anyways, let's see. Who are your biggest supporters? And if you want, you can give them a shout out. I'll let y'all.
Definitely the family.
Our family.
Mom and Dad, Grandma, Mr. Davis.
We have girls too.
Oh, I'm sure you do.
Megan is stoking all. She comes to a lot of our shows.
Carrie.
Dallas. Dallas stole my shout out.
Carrie Cooper, we love you.
Hello to my girlfriend because she.
Oh! Shut up. Avery's sweet. Let him do his thing.
Yeah, I'm sweet.
Mine too.
She comes to like all of our studio sessions and our shows. And I don't know. She's always. She's a big supporter. So, yeah.
What was her name again? I'm sorry.
Carrie.
Thank you, Carrie, for coming to all the shows and supporting this guy.
Carrie, your text
speaks.
She's going to get mad at me if I text while we're on there, so I can't.
I got a shout out to my girlfriend, too. And by the way, thank you for the Fruit Loops. I was getting a little hungry.
They were delicious.
That's what he was doing the whole show.
That's why they don't have mics on stage. No, that was a joke.
First of all, who gave you Fruit Loops?
Let's go. Come on, like, Gunter Hunter.
We didn't give you Fruit Loops.
Stay on the ball.
I have to give a shout out to Avery's dad also.
Yeah.
Miss Brown.
He rides his bike.
We use his house to do our songs, and he doesn't complain much.
Much.
So we have to give a shout out to Paul.
Wasn't that in the Houston Press?
Yeah.
My dad is awesome. He's one of the coolest dad ever.
He's an indie
dad.
There's someone else. Shout out to DP real quick for
David Perkins
for being our roadie. Shout out to Leslie for being our roadie.
What a girl.
She ain't a roadie.
She's a groupie.
Oh.
Oh, call out.
No, she helps us out on our show. She gets us water.
Okay, so.
It.
What are we?
No. I have an awesome question. What defines a groupie?
Oh, well, if you already knew me.
We have a name for our groupies.
Going through the band.
No.
Yo.
We do have a name. It's called 20 Tasters.
I don't want to go to 20 jail,
tasters.
So I'm
definitely
not
a 20 taster.
20 tasters are definitely a.
Oh, we're 18. I'm sorry.
20 tasters are like the girls who come to our show all the time who are like in love with more than one of us.
Yeah. And we got our 20.
Yeah. A few of those out.
We're not going to name
you know who you are.
We're not going to name any names because that's kind of like.
And you're probably listening.
Exactly.
Keep tasting.
Oh my
God. Tastes so sweet, mate.
We love the taste of 20.
We lost 5 listeners. Okay. So.
Those 20 tasters.
My mom says that I sound all professional with my swag. That's what my mom just texted me. So if there's any doubt in your mind, Gunter Hunter.
We love you, Mom.
My girlfriend, Carrie, says,
aww. But, so during our last music break. Jordan came and talked to you guys about doing a verse or two for us.
Oh yeah, we always got to hit him with a freestyle. Can I see this real quick? It's not for me.
Is there now a name for this? What are we gonna call this?
This is just little free verse that we have that we can
do. I don't know what to do, so I'm gonna put my
mic down. I can start it.
Don't want to do standing.
Don't.
We won't kiss him, Jordan. Come on. I've been accustomed to this. I've been doing this for 2 hours.
Are you playing Standing Strong?
Are you playing any more music?
It was behind you.
Oh, okay. No, it's... Well,
y'all want to do that? Because Dallas has...
It's whatever.
They can't hear
Okay,
let's do this.
I can do it first because if he's not going to play it.
All right, we'll do standard.
Right.
We'll just basically perform another song for y'all.
Let's just. All right, here you go. 2011, you guys.
Standing Strong from our album. This is how it goes.
Suicide can never coincide with the vibe of being alive. It's my time to rhyme, and on the grind, and I'm driving slow.
Yeah.
I'm shining like a diamond. This life's a sky. Maybe you should dive in. I'm more than your average everyday monster. Yo, I'm feeling like Space Jam, something like a monster. Hot and magic tied. I got your girl like Gaga. Pedal to the floor, and when I'm rolling in a foreign car, every beat is Barry Bonds. Every verse a home run. No signs that it's slowing, because it's going and it's going gone. Every other time I rhyme, I'll be beasting Frankenstein. No time for faking. Cause it's money, money making time. I'm a little crazy, homes like Andre Johnson in the zone. Try to battle me, your chances slim, I'm in a shady zone. Looking for a tramp, I already got a lady though. Man, we so major, yeah, Nas are really dope.
I'm standing strong. It's like I'm far away, but I'm still here. I'm not going anywhere. Just stand your ground. It's like I'm far away. I'm not going anywhere.
Oh, so you thought getting here was easy? Nah, I had to work for it, best believe me. Speculation of my past, I was always in laugh. Now I'm standing out so much, Lady Gaga in my class. Every verse I spit is sick, man, something like the flu game. I ain't talking shoe game, bum track Saddam Hussein. I'm doing new things, haters trying to hound me. G4 flying mine, so don't ever try to ground me. Got a sound that everybody hears, so surround me. 2011 is the crew, others just around me. Tripping if you skipping songs, 2011 on. Ave, Moti, Trey, Will, Brad James, and D. Jones. Labels get disabled if they thinking that a song is wrong. We've been in the game since Chuck Taylor's and Old Spice Cologne. I took me from many, now I got many me's all over. Luckier than four leaf clovers, fresher than leaves in October.
I'm standing strong. It's like I'm far away, but I'm still here. I'm not going anywhere. Just stand your ground. It's like I'm far away. I'm not going anywhere.
Woo! I gotta put the mic down to clap.
Thank you.
Thank you
for being courteous.
And that, guys, was 2011.
We got a full studio audience.
The applause button.
Yeah!
We don't have an applause button.
My man,
but
Jordan.
Oh, we do? Oh, well, sorry, Jordan, I didn't hear that.
Late Night with Gunter.
Late Night with Gunter the band.
Oh, God.
That's your name up there a little bit.
Gunter the Band Hunter. Thank you.
Gunter the Band
Every Tuesday, 8 to 10.
Okay.
Tuesdays, 8 to 10.
Yes.
You're about to be pushed back.
This is a long band. We got to shorten it a little bit.
Can someone take Brad's
Gunter the Hunter. Gunter Hunter.
Can someone take
Gunter
Brad's
Hunter.
Mic again?
If you ever went into a different field, that'd be a good night.
Gunter
so, 2011 consists of Dallas and Trey and Avery. That's it. Okay. So.
Hold on, what?
I don't
hey,
what she said.
And the Asian. I love Asians.
Who doesn't speak Asian? I'm Ashan.
All right, guys. So, for people that have tuned in and listened to the show, I just want to repeat where people can find your music and all.
Okay, one more time.
2011.bandcamp.com.
iTunes search 2011.
Facebook. Oh, you got it? You got
yeah,
it?
Yeah, facebook.com/2011music.
SpaceCityRecords.net.
Google. I always want to say Google.
If Lamar just, High School.
If you
periods
just
1 through
us,
8.
We can just give you the information then. Yep, whatever.
Facebook, look them up, talk to them. They'll let you know.
Every high school party, Saturday nights.
That's where you can check.
I'll get to the Band Hunter on Tuesdays.
Yes.
Like,
and
thank we'll be
soon,
here.
Soon the 2011 radio show.
Sweat.
Email us at 2011music@gmail.com. For any booking inquiries.
We do quinces.
We do
16.
18.
We do combination sweet 16.
We do
bar mitzvahs.
We do bar mitzvahs.
21. We do bar mitzvahs. We don't discriminate.
When kids get baptized, we'll come perform there.
We're actually doing our first baptism in
Easter's.
A couple months.
A couple months.
Easter's
Easter celebration.
Easter's Christmas.
Even funerals.
We do Christmas and Halloween.
Even funerals.
We play funerals, but we kind of switch up. Time goes on a little bit.
Time went on. Okay.
Time went on.
All right, guys. All right. Well, unfortunately, we do have to end the show.
Oh. We actually enjoyed being on Gunter the Bad Hunter.
Next Wednesday, you can catch us 2011 live radio.
A local live Houston.com.
All right, guys. And I'll ask one more question. Favorite song off Renewable Energy?
Definitely. Well, I don't know why I said definitely, but for me, it's Renewable Energy.
I like Destiny, even though no one else does.
I like Destiny.
Yo, don't say this. Personal favorite song, Broken Record.
My favorite's gonna be Renewable Energy, also.
I agree with that. Renewable Energy is my favorite song.
All right, so anything final to say?
We just want to thank
Brad.
Gunter the Band Hunter for
letting us
allowing
be on
Gunter show. Hunter in
Gunter
the
Hunter, yeah. She shout out to her for bringing us on. You know, we appreciate this.
We hope to be back on sometime. In the near future.
We hope she continues to come on stage and dance at our shows, show her moves.
No.
I have something to say, guys.
What's that?
Well, my girlfriend's computer froze and she had to restart it, so shout out to Leslie again and thank
recorded. She can
if
play
you haven't
that back.
Noticed, there are a couple sweet guys in 2011.
See? Well, we don't
plus Dallas.
Plus Dallas.
Plus Dallas.
But, okay, y'all said y'all's favorite song. But I'm going to go out with my favorite song.
All right.
Or one of them, because I have like three or four. But let's reminisce for a second, speak four, and they all clap with me dancing on stage.
Hey.
Just picture her on stage, like shaking it.
Or try to shake
it. There's a video on YouTube if y'all want to see. The
it's called Gunter Hunter Shakes That.
All right, guys.
Media
so
takeout.
Thanks to you guys for being on the show.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Gunter.
Let's thank Kyle Hubbard.
Thank you, Kyle.
Swag.
All right. Thank you, Kyle, for coming on here. And let's end it with And They All Clap by 2011. Thank you, guys.
Real quick, Space City Records, Kyle Hubbard, Chris Crunk, 2011, Gunter Hunter.
Be quiet, Brad.
Here I go, my flow stays sicker than rappers on seven figures. And they try to strike me out, but I stay a hard hitter. I never been a quitter, nasty like old liver. And label on what I got, kinda like gold diggers. And I'm just like gold figure, they used to think I was litter. Now I'm hot in every spot, so everybody want the winner. I never been a beginner, I'm talking to town. So if I'm up in the spot, I know your girl coming around.
My name is Trey Will, so you better learn the name. And I'm a rookie rapper playing in a veteran game. This mic is my gun, and you know I'm gonna be killing. Take your shots at every verse. No rehearsals to deliver. And I regret so much. I got haters trying to hound me. And groupies at every show that you dying to surround me. Best songs I think go quick like I was made by bounties. And producers, one of the names on my track, like they found me.
And stay better. Who hot like Mayweather? Your Florida's a fellow. My Nike hot like Mayweather. Better than the rest. Yes, I thought that was given. When every song that I am on, I am massive family killing. Yo, living like I'm spitting when I'm feeling with the rhythm. And when you're on the top, hey, it's kinda hard to hear them. So I don't get near them. In fact, I always clear them. I am Freddy to they Jason. In fact, I never fear them. My name is Brad Jason. I'm a Houston, Texas resident. Talk down, I'm leaving. I'm blacker than the president. The flow we got gift. That means it's heaven sent. They charge me with the illest, and this is all the evidence. It's evident that y'all are humbled by my presence. High side my, cause I'm gifted like presents. I'm just like a furnace, because I spit flames, and my vote was in the pocket, like spare change. Money,
me so much they shouldn't have an appetite. My music goes so hard that everybody wants the copyright. And if you get with me right now, she'd probably be an overnight. I'm unstoppable, I cannot be stopped. And I stay number one, that means I can't be topped. I had a whole crowd shit that makes my more than my looks. But by the fact I'm hiding, you rappers, you stay undercooked.
6 5 and 6 and 6, more sentence is a gift for my 16's bad lips than I. Split the atom, I'm a narcissist with a brain cyst that turns all these divers to sense. All these sensor divers, I'm a dark spike collar and I'm foaming at the mouth cause the rabies shot all the. My sense of perception, I'm seeing all double. You know what that means, double mean trouble.
Smash vinyl, it's all about survival. Let's believe we are the fittest. Sick and kick it so wicked and imaginary spit it. We were treated like a doormat. We just make more cash, create a new format. Then we change the forecast. If the weather don't look like it's gonna be our day, we just look for Peter Frampton to show us the way. Say hey, if you do it on your own terms. Always kept it real, don't get it twisted like your mom's firm. Be true to oneself, cause you always get just what you earn. Spark positivity and just let it burn, please. You turn off the radio, the same old sound, it is coming through my stereo. Been the worst myth since the day I was an embryo. I am on my game and you will flake like cereal. But no one man can match what we do. We are headed to the top of the game like Mountain Dew. Even though we get hit hard like hockey do, we keep coming back, huh? Kinda like Rocky do. Y'all want my verses to have curses. You say I'm worthless and that I don't deserve it, but perfect, cause that is what I want y'all to think. Cause if I didn't have haters, I wouldn't make bank. Stank is all y'all giving me. Y'all are stylistically trying to rhyme differently. My rhymes are renewable, they have fuel efficiency. Laughing at you haters like, ha ha, you kidding me. Accumulating cream so we can get to caking. It's all real or sour, no time for faking. Can't stop us now on the dreams that we chasing. Y'all are broken records, but we are record breaking.
Oh, we've been here before. We keep on.
Like a broken record. Fuck.
cease to teach her. We done got this far along, we don't need you or you either. Our time's limited, I'm just hoping that we don't fail. But until the music sell, we'll strive to excel. It took work getting this far, but higher we'll reach. Breaking barriers in music, new levels, higher peaks. I'm just trying to reach somebody when I speak. Standing strong on our own, we refuse to be weak. It's a shame every time we get on stage, they think the same. They young and different races, they gotta be lame. But the minds all change when the words are outspoken. Takes a lot to play the game, but we were giving our tokens. They thought that we were joking when we got up on the stage. But we proved that talent is if I'm more than just our age. I wonder every day if the music will ever make it. I wonder every song, will the people love it or hate it? I've heard so many maybes that I may be going crazy. People giving their opinions, I didn't ask you to rate me. Music, my first love, ain't nothing taking us apart. We knew going into it that it would take a lot of heart. I'm just trying to be great, the one they call influential. I know it takes a lot, I'm just trying to reach my potential. Ain't no faking in this game, the strong will send the rest of taking. And I will stand strong until my body 6 feet in the pavement. Biggie said, you nobody till somebody kills you. But in this game, you nobody until the people feel you. Mama said, be yourself and don't let the label steal you. If you can't speak for yourself, let the music reveal you.
Oh, we've been here before. We keep on seeing the same door. Sounds like a broken record. Sounds like a broken record.
Like a broken, like a broken record. Like a broken record.
So I, oh, I